What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam Territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. CITR is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam Territories. I'm your host, Violet Miles, and today I'm so excited to be joined by the Vancouver-based band Beneath Orange Skies for our 24-hour Student Power Week lineup. We are so excited to hear their set. So without further ado, please take it away to hear their set.
Yo, what's up? We're Beneath Orange Skies. It's my voice, Sam.
I'm on bass.
Say something.
Hello.
And there's Daniel. He's on drums. He's going to sing a little bit too.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, they're going to fucking kill it. All right, first song's called Part of You.
Small and awkward kid around was a pain to keep you standing up. But you never cried, not when they pushed you to the ground and slammed your face into the sewer ducts. So I slept, or at least I tried my best to believe that someone out there loves you. I fell in love with you. I guess I thought that it was cute how you would smile through your broken teeth. But then I didn't know, while you were painted black and blue, how constellations gladdened down your sleeves. Like that one's Ares, who flew across the sea to save a child from some awful thing. a child who pinned him down, stripped him from his golden fleece, and carried on safe and clean. And he slept like I had tried my best to believe that someone out there loves you. Ooh. Should have been straight with you when I saw that feeling in your eye. While you headed for the bathroom door, looking up so they can't see you cry. I couldn't take you underneath my wing the night you told me you wanted to die. So I just laid there powerless, because it's just a part of you.
Can I have more guitar in the monitors? Thanks, Mari.
All right. Our next, right. What do we do next?
What do we do next? Oh, yeah, that was our first song, Part of You, probably like the first song we made, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah? What's the next song? One, oh, yeah, kind of. We're not
our
doing
next
that one,
song, Earth.
Earth? Cool.
Yeah.
Got the cash from your mattress and found your stuff with the light from your phone. Now it's been 3 Saturdays since we moved to the streets, and as long as I'm here, you can be begging alone. On the way to the grounds, you broke down and you cried. once they were all gone for good. If the life that was killing you, all the smoke and the airplanes came crashing down the way you wish that it would. Though you shook as you recalled the way you screamed like a dog as they played with the flesh clinging tight to your bones. And so you pulled out your hair and clenched it close to your chest. Bits and pieces of you, that's you and only your own. Baby, we won't be needing much, just a shovel and a paintbrush to picture what could have been while we lie in our hole, lie in our drawn out, and your tears are all dried, replaced by wretched despondency we couldn't unseal. And with the tools we were bought, we made our own pit. It was dark and discomforting, but painfully real. So we got on all fours with our fingers in dirt as we inched our hands forwards to the edge of the earth. We couldn't bear to slow down, but it'd be nice to look back and suck for just a few seconds. We stayed where we were, stayed where we were. We stayed where we were, stayed where we were.
Earth. All right, so that one's kind of about like global warming ish
climate change. Yeah,
you can't spoil the song. It's up to interpretation.
Yeah, it's up to interpretation.
It's also a climate change, I think.
Masked metaphor or something. No,
I want to commit to
the metaphor. What metaphor means.
I'm committing to the metaphor.
Yeah, cool. What's the next song?
Do you want to do waves next?
Waves, cool.
Yes,
this one's about waves. Wait, fuck, no. This one's waves.
Language.
It's about... Wait, can I swear on air? No? Oh, that's not good. My bad. I should have known that. Sorry. Yeah, this one's waves. It's about being gay and doing crime.
All right, ready?
I took my dirty clothes off at the door of the room in the attic some time ago. Comic strips and t-shirts on the floor. Yellow pictures with used erasers by the window. Cause I'm trying not to look, even though you've been brothers for quite a while now. While I'm shaking from the drugs I never took with you, I kicked it under the kitchen counter when you passed out. Dreaming of being somewhere we don't know, somewhere secluded and remote, where know that we're alive and my heartbeat speeding, but maybe it's not so bad at all. That drink has the way to bend them off. We won't be made to lose ourselves in one another. It'll only hurt a little when we crash together. I can't do this anymore. Hit me harder, push me under so I can see. My pedal shadows running up the walls. Whisper things I tried so hard not to believe. Singing, screaming, loud and indistinct. Red old heartbeat. Flying nosebleeds on the sheet. But I'm not as terrified as you might think. All this shaking, colors fading, just means I'm ready. Dream of peace somewhere we don't know. Somewhere secluded and remote, where I can stop and put my arms around your chest. Know that we're alive and my heartbeat's speeding, but baby, it's not so bad at all. I drink on the wings have been damned off. I wanna dive into your crest and lips and shoulders. It'll only hurt a little when we crash together.
Waves, thank you.
Can I get some more bass in the monitors, please?
Yeah, more bass in the monitors.
Ow.
Ow? Yeah, sorry. What's next? What's next? Rural Funeral. All right, I'm going to have to switch guitars for this one, because this is what happens when you write songs in different tunings and then don't account for the fact that you have to retune.
Oh my God.
Go. So Sam, what's up?
Can you mute the guitar while I pull this plug out? Actually, no, it's fine. It's fine.
You need to switch guitars?
Huh? Yeah. Oh. Pass me my other guitar.
We should have planned this out better beforehand.
Yeah, I only have one strap. You think I have two straps?
Currently, Leon is fixing his guitar strap. Just to keep you guys in the loop.
It's okay, like, the scuffness kind of adds to it, I think. It's like DIY, it's like, you know.
That's what they did before TV,
it's organic.
Right? Yeah.
You have it plugged in?
Should probably plug this guitar in. That's going to help the sound, I think. Never mind. I found it. Okay, sorry. This is really scuffed.
Leon lost his capo for those of you at home.
I just misplaced it, and I couldn't find it in time. Oh, I should have put my guitar back in tune. This is going to be really, really awkward.
Are you tuning with the capo on?
Yeah, I'm tuning with the capo on. Don't you know?
I love this so much. This is so good.
Sorry.
So how was your guys' day? On CITR Radio, this is really new to us. Evidently. by my lack of preparation.
Do you want to say what the song's about?
This song is like, okay, so the story is I, during high school, my mom woke me up at like 2 a.m. to get out of bed because my grandma died. So I flew out to China with like maybe half an hour's warning. And we had like a really like traditional funeral for her. It was actually like really interesting. In China, they like believe you to be like closer to the dead if you like handle their body physically. So we like oversaw the cremation and everything. Wow, this got depressing really fast. But we actually like, cremated her, and then we got like the bone scraps and we laid it out in like the shape of like an actual human body. And I don't know, I just thought that was really profound because like it made it feel like he was still like a person, even though all she was just like ashes at that point.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'm tuned. We're ready.
cool, awesome. Okay.
Kicking aside gravel and dirt from that small countryside. I'm walking from the car to somewhere where we spread your mess. Through the sniffles and the wails came the singing of larks. The reluctant beating of that song inside my chest. Yeah, I've been meaning to come see you for the longest time, but I just never got the chance to get away from it all. Now that your face is slowly fading from the front of my mind, I'm only eating at myself and nothing else at all. Kicked out of bed, she said we're flying out to see you just one last time. And then we filled your body up through a tube in your neck and watched you burn with a cotton blanket over your eyes. We stay up 48 hours just guarding your rest in that smoky lobby room after the sun had set. And Dad was crying on his cell phone, canceling all of his meetings while we laid you in the fire and watched instead. Slipped away. Yeah, my ears were blocked and muffled, and I lost my voice, trapped inside this rotting case with my unfriendly brain. I couldn't work, would that distract me? I could barely breathe, couldn't even sing myself a song to help me say goodnight. So I just sat and thought the entropy of everything was poetic in a way, but didn't feel so right.
Sorry, I think my guitar got knocked out of tune halfway through because I am a bad guitarist. All right.
Yeah. You got it?
Again, this is Beneath Orange Skies, live at CITR.
All
right. Last two songs then?
Last two songs then?
Yeah, these last two songs kind of like, they're supposed to be one song, but I changed tunings halfway through, so it can't be one song anymore, because I'm stupid. I might record it as one song though, so. Maybe.
That's going to be like a 12-minute song.
Hey, 12-minute songs are kind of cool, you know? Like, you
for now, they are two songs.
For now, they're two songs. This one's called Dancing, and the next one's called On a Moonlight Table. So, you know, you can see the connection there. It's kind of like one word. No, one sentence. I don't know what a sentence is. Yeah, starts out with a bass line.
Hold you, I'm trying.
'cause I know that you just couldn't wait to miss me. By the kitchen sink where you grew wings and spilled your glass of beer. On the counter where I held your soul sincerely. And if you're tired of flying, I could lay you down, my dear, and hold you here until you're bored and completely disappear. And everything I left with you would still be laying there, just waiting for your call. Instead, don't be lying somewhere. Don't you worry about my head. You're just lying somewhere. Try to love yourself instead.
Sorry about that, knocking to the mic. Sorry, I'm schmoozing. All right, this last one, well, it's kind of a continuation, like
first.
I said. This one goes out to my boy Jeffrey, who's listening right now. Jeffrey's starting up a new stream. He does IRL streaming. He does sometimes does like ASMR, you know. He's a really cool guy. Go check him out, twitch.tv/chowming8. My bad, no, I told him I'd do this.
You plugged your Twitch friend before you plugged ourselves?
Oh yeah, check out Mike. No, I'm kidding. Check out our band, We're Beneath Orange Skies.
This one's for the gamers out there.
Don't say that. This one's not for the gamers. This one's for the gamers. The gamers don't deserve anything. Be quiet. No, stop. All right, almost done.
Lian, are you done tuning yet?
Almost. Give me 1 second, man. I'm a slow tuner. Alright, I think I'm ready. That sounds like it's in tune, right? All right, this last song is called On a Moonlight Table.
Mm-hmm.
everything you wanted behind. Sleeping, cutting off your cables if you're able. Just like you said you'd want her to, but now you think it's wrong, and you don't want to be gone anymore.
Thank you.
That was our set. We're Beneath Orange Skies. You can find us on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram, MySpace, Farmers Only.
LinkedIn.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. That was, as they said, Beneath Orange Skies with Lian, Sam, and Daniel. That was a really amazing set. Thank you guys so, so much. They're going to be joining me in the studio in just a moment to talk about a little bit more of their process and their music and all that good stuff, where you can find them. I know they're coming out with an EP very soon. But before they join me, they're just going to clean up their set a little bit, and we're going to be listening to some ads. So catch you back in a little bit. Again, this is CITR 101.9 FM radio.
Fundrive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out? It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our fund drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit citr.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Again, CITR is located on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam peoples. I'm your host, Violet Miles, and again, I'm joined by the band Beneath Orange Skies. Thank you guys so much for your amazing performance and for joining me today for this little interview. Do you guys want to start by just going around and telling us who you are, what you're up to, and what role you play in the band?
Hey, I'm Lian. I'm the vocalist and guitarist and songwriter. And right now, I guess I'm up to trying to sleep more.
I'm Daniel. I am the drummer and occasional vocalist, and I'm just trying to keep up with readings. That's all I'm focused on.
I'm Sam. I'm the bassist and learning to be a vocalist, but not yet. And yeah. I'm trying to... keep up with first year.
Yeah, we're all young boys.
Yeah, are you guys all in first year?
No, I'm a second year.
A second
this man's
year.
Old.
I'm old.
And first year. If you guys don't mind just like speaking into a mic a bit, we want to like catch everything you guys are saying.
Cool.
So I'm curious, how did you guys form Beneath Orange Skies?
Well, we used to have a bigger lineup. We used to be a five piece with a violin and keyboard player. But things turned out like this, and now we're a three piece. Sam, actually, it's a funny story. First year, there's like a program called Jumpstart at UBC.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what that does is it gets like a bunch of first years to basically forcefully become friends by like making them pay money.
Totally,
and,
I
like,
did that.
Yeah, I mean, it worked.
It worked.
So like I wasn't a first year at the time. I was like a second year already. Mm-hmm. But then I remembered like when I was in first year, there was like this jam session that they put together where like people show up. And I was like, it was like, what, like 9, 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
I was like
late.
Really tired. Mm-hmm. I was done my classes. I was about to go home and just like black out. But then like I heard it was today and I was like, you know what? I'll check it out. Maybe I'll find like a bassist there. And Sam, I was looking there. Like there was like a few people who could play bass, but like they didn't have like the dumbass energy I was looking for. You know, like, and then Sam walks in with his bass with no case. He didn't have a case. He just walked in with his bass, his Squire jazz bass, and
really call me out.
Yeah. And I was like, that's the man. That's
nice.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it went from there.
Yeah, it worked pretty well.
They told me to come to an audition. I thought it was an audition. It was them sitting in a room like. Like, probably maybe, how big is the club?
It's like probably, like a little bit smaller than this. Yeah, it was really scuffed.
Like, nice. very small, like, a very bad electric kit. And then he's just sitting on his amp, and he's like, all right, this is the first song you're going to learn to play. And I was like, ooh, okay.
And he learned it, and we were like, this is the guy.
Mm-hmm. Just new. Instant connection.
Yeah.
Nice. Cool. And then, I'm always curious how bands come up with their names. So how did you guys land on Beneath Orange Skies? Is there a story there?
We wanted like kind of like a generic indie name.
We wanted multiple words, I think, was like,
we wanted, like
the most important
it
thing.
Was either going to be like a really long name, like, I don't know, like something like, I can't even think of one, but just longer than three words. But then we decided that like, maybe that's not the move.
Yeah, it won't fit in like the Instagram handle.
Yeah,
like,
no,
it's not gonna work.
It's just not working out.
Yeah.
How do we land on like the Beneath colored sky thing?
We were gonna think of like something like, I think we were trying to think of something that sounded like nostalgic, but also kind of like pretty.
Mm.
Yeah.
So like,
we were like bouncing between colors. We were like,
yeah,
silver,
we had like Beneath.
We
had Beneath and skies down.
Right.
Right. And then we were like, okay, what color is it gonna be? Beneath silver skies.
Uh-huh.
Beneath. Yellow skies, beneath, like, I don't know, like, turquoise skies.
Yeah.
Turquoise skies.
This way, is turquoise a color? Or like,
yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, in a parallel universe, I'm sure. There is a Beneath, like, turquoise skies band out there.
Probably.
So, what kind of genre do you guys place your band in, if you could?
Well, Sam has, like, a very, like...
I want to put it into... So,
wants
okay,
to do
so,
bluegrass,
so I come,
dude.
I joined this band. It's very like the part of you. The first song we played was a song that they had written before I joined.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like very just like indie kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from like, I played with my school's jazz choir. So I come from a jazz background and I play a lot of funk music because funk music's really fun.
Nice.
So I try to make it funky. And then Leon says, no, Sam, you can't invert every chord in this song.
Yeah, no, the stuff this guy tries to play during rehearsal is crazy. Like, he'll be like, I want to play like a quarter tone next to this like C major chord.
Like, all this bluegrass. Like,
what's wrong with bluegrass?
I'm not a
There's nothing wrong with bluegrass, but like.
For the record, bluegrass is going to make a comeback. Mark my words.
Oh. Heard it here first.
Pretty bold.
But yeah, I'd say generally, like, we're probably like indie rock, maybe leaning towards Midwest emo, like especially like more recent styles.
Yeah.
Like the last song was very, very, very.
I mean, it sounds like,
Indie
rock feels like it fits from what I heard from your set. Yeah. What exactly is Midwest emo? Like, explain that to me.
God, I cannot.
And can you be a Midwest emo band without being from the Midwest? Yeah.
Well, none of us are from, I'm from Alberta.
Well,
does that count? It's kind of like the Midwest of Canada. There's like some cultural links.
Yeah.
You know, there's like just buildings and gas stations. And,
self-identified Midwestern.
I identify.
Yeah.
How would you explain it, though? Like,
it's like... Oh, actually, Brian's here with me. He can probably explain it better than I can. What would you say?
Can you speak into the mic?
Yeah. I mean, it's a bunch of sad boys from out there in the Midwest. I'd say Illinois, Wisconsin, and they got their guitars. They got the gain turned on a little too hard, and they just talk about how sad they are.
Okay.
Yeah. Midwest emo. It's like math rock, except like removed just a little bit. If you don't know what math rock is, like take people who love pre-algebra and algebra, maybe calculus, and like throw guitars at them, and then like they go beep beep boop boop.
Nice.
And
yeah.
Math rock.
Okay. Thanks for that explanation.
Yeah, that was Brian.
I guess maybe an easier question would be: are there any musicians or artists who inspire your sound and or your lyrics?
It's a funny story, actually. Sam showed his friend a recording of our... You tell it.
So I was with my friend, and I was like, so we'd practiced our last song to record it so we could, like, listen to it. It was a very bad recording because it was just off of Leon's phone.
Yeah.
And I played it, and then she's like, I know this band. And I'm like, are you sure you do? Are you sure you know this band? And she's like, this must be American Football.
Oh, yeah, that was a really sad moment for me.
I took it as a compliment.
Yeah, yeah. You know like what this worst band. Bands to sound like than American Football? Definitely. At least didn't say Weezer or something.
That's amazing. So less of an inspiration and more of like, kind of just like stumbled upon.
I think it's more like just like the last song that sounds like. Yeah, I don't think any of our other songs sound like that much like American Football.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So I really liked kind of the background you were giving to some of the songs and the lyrics behind them. I thought that was really interesting, especially I know you mentioned climate change as one of the inspirations.
Yeah.
And also your grandmother's funeral. First, I'd like to ask kind of more broadly, like, what is the process of songwriting for you guys? Does it start with the lyrics? Do you start with the melody? Like, where does it begin for
you? I like to start with, like, a direction I want to take the song, like, rather than lyrics and melody. I start with a direction, like, for example, like, the grandma song, I knew I was going to write about that. Like, that's what I knew I was going to write about. And climate change, I just wanted to write about, like, what we're doing to the earth, not necessarily, like, climate change. Maybe it will be, like, something else.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, then I guess I start, like, just playing around on the guitar and eventually landing on something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do melody first, I'd say.
Cool.
And then he brings it to us.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of...
They write their own parts. Like, I just write the guitar and vocals, nice. I think.
I feel like writing's a bit of a strong word.
Throwing stuff at the wall.
Pretty much.
What works, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
You guys kind of, like, just, like, jam and, like, try different things out and see what kind of sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, so I had a couple more questions about, like, the lyrics and stuff that you brought up, but you kind of covered it. Okay, now I have a question about, I, like, went through your social media.
Oh, no, that's not
a
mistake.
So I have a bit of a question. I saw a picture of you guys using a screwdriver on stage.
Yep.
Can you kind of unpack that for me? Let the listeners
know
what was happening.
That was a little bit of a earlier stage.
Okay.
This
was like pre-Sam.
Pre-Sam. This is like earlier still fighting.
Pre-Sam, post-Sam.
Yeah. I wrote like a really like just low-key indie song. It was about like just being socially awkward and bad at talking to people and probably bad at talking on radio shows based in Vancouver.
Could have fooled me, man.
Yeah. But halfway through, I was like, you know what I want to do in this song? I want to have like a really long screwdriver guitar solo.
Because
I was listening to a lot of Godspeed, Be Black Emperor, during that time.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it didn't fit the song at all. Like, the song was like completely different.
Uh-huh.
But like, halfway through it, like, Daniel just started going like, dun, 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 dun. And then I just came with a screwdriver, like, wah! I don't know actually how it works physically, but it does something with the strings and
like,
the pickups.
Like playing a violin.
Yeah, it's like a really crappy violin. It's like a violin if you like make it out of metal and then like bash it on someone's head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Junkyard violin.
Yeah,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. That was a good story. Mm-hmm. So you guys have an EP coming out, and a couple of the songs that you played from your set are going to be on that EP.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that and when you think it might be coming out and what's kind of the inspiration and all of that?
Well, it's kind of like a thematic EP. I wouldn't say concept EP because there's not really like one storyline, but it's more just kind of like everything has like a similar theme on it.
Mm-hmm.
All the songs we played were pretty much just like sad. And they had like, it's like very much about like introspection and like just looking at yourself as like as objectively as you can. And seeing your faults and maybe embracing them, maybe rejecting them, maybe lamenting over them a little bit. Yeah.
Nice. Cool. Well, we're looking forward to having that drop.
Yeah.
Any clue when that might happen, or is that kind of up for debate at the moment?
I think like a few of them are recorded already.
Okay.
Hopefully before
end of term. End of term. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Not too far away.
Trying to push it out.
Where can listeners find your music at the moment?
At the moment, probably like most like on. We don't have very much out right now. We only have like our first two songs, but eventually everything will be on Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Music,
MySpace,
MySpace Music. Is that
poppin'.
Okay? Yeah.
So Spotify and Apple Music.
SoundCloud.
You have two
yeah.
songs right now, and your EP will be out there by the end of term. We're hoping. We're crossing our fingers.
Sometime like that.
Some stuff on SoundCloud, and it's all Beneath Orange Skies.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then socials, where can people find you?
Instagram.com/beneathorangeskies, facebook.com/beneathorangeskies.
Sweet.
I think that's it, actually.
Any other promos you guys would like to do before we sign off? Like any other upcoming shows that you want to shout out, or things you want to manifest into the universe?
If anyone wants to contact us about playing at an upcoming show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for a guitarist. Ooh. If you play guitar, you like indie rock, and you think we're not that bad, like,
and you
know,
you have to be a dumbass too.
Oh, and you have to be stupid, like, you have to be like really really stupid. Like, if you have like a IQ in the like 3 digits, like, we don't want you
in the 2 digits.
Yeah, 2 digits is like, it's like pushing it a little bit. That's like a little bit too smart. But like, if you're like, you know like, maybe if you can like fake being dumb, you can join too.
Nice.
If we don't know
think,
this,
basically.
Just don't think. Just come in and maybe.
I love your standards. They're so good. Yeah. Well, Leon, Daniel, Sam, Beneath Orange Skies, thank you guys so much. Again, I'm your host, Violet Miles, at CITR 101.9 FM. Amazing set. There will be another show at 12 tomorrow, another performance by a live band, so be sure to tune in for that. And then starting Thursday at 9 p.m. and going until 9 p.m. on Friday, we have 24 hours of Student Power, which is an event organized by me. Okay, signing off. Thank you guys so, so much. We'll be right back.